This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. Just another episode here, the podcast dedicated to fiercely empowering women in business. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens. Today, we're going to dive into something. Oh, we're diving in headfirst, like seriously, into a topic that sits at the very heart of business success, especially for women. And that topic is money. That's right. Whether you love it, whether you hate it, money is the fuel that powers our ideas, our growth, our future, our business success. But here's the catch. So many women avoid talking about it. And I think we need to make a big shift from that. So today we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about money, and we're going to talk about why money remains a taboo discussion for women. Okay? Because we need to stop that, ladies. Okay. What happens when we stay silent? We're going to talk about that as well. And we're going to talk about how can we break free and step into our financial power? Because as the superheroes in heels, we get power from the skills that we learn, from the things that we go through, from all the challenges that we've had. And so we're going to talk about creating financial money talk power for you this episode. So let's dig into this, okay? Why don't women talk about money? Can we just get real for a second? Money conversations feel awkward, intimidating for some people. And for many women, it's just uncomfortable. I mean, creates a lot of discomfort just to talk about money. But why is that? Well, women will easily talk about sex way more than they'll talk about money. And I find that totally upsetting, right? I don't need to hear all the other stuff. Let's talk money, ladies. Let's talk money. Like, some of the challenge are cultural and social norms. Okay. For generations, society has painted money as a man's topic. The man makes the money. The woman does the household work. She might have a secondary job, but he's the primary head of household. I mean, even the IRS says the man is the head of household. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Who's running the household? Now, I'm fine if my husband's name is, head of household. I don't mind. We both work full time. We both run business. We both are equally contributing. And so I don't care who the head of household is, really. But when you have women who their spouse is the head of household, the spouse is the one who takes care of the money, women aren't talking about it. And most of the time, men don't talk to their women about it. Okay. It's a man's topic. I mean, think back when you're in your childhood, right? For those of you that are younger, this might not be the case, but some of us that are a little bit older, we didn't hear people encouraging women to go out and hustle and invest and negotiate. Right? Those were topics for boys, right? But for women, we had to be, for the girls growing up, right? We had to be nice. We had to be helpful. We had to like help out around the house. We had to cook. We had to do all the domesticated things, right? We weren't talking about money and finances. We'd go shopping maybe with our mom and we'd put stuff, but she managed it or whatever. And her and he figured it out, right? I mean, for me, I remember in high school, even getting money from my mom was like trying to pull a teeth from an anteater. I mean, you know, they don't even have teeth. Okay. They just have that sticky tongue, right? It was like, trying to get my mom to give me any kind of money for any high school things, going to the prom, going to field trips, going, you know, to buy books for school, things like that. Like, it was like pulling teeth. I mean, I would get money eventually, but there was always a price I had to pay in a negative sense for, you know, getting some money out of the household just to make it through school. Right. I knew that. By the time I was a senior in high school, I got out of school at noon because I had plenty of credits because I did all my work and, you know, did the things necessary. By no means was I a perfectionist. Look, I was a C student. Okay. I admit it. I got some B's, I got some A's, but on average, I pretty much was a C student in high school, not out of lack of trying. Trust me, I worked my tail end off. I did graduate with 3.33, which is, you know, a B, little over a B, almost a B plus or right around a B plus, right, for my GPA in high school. But I worked really hard doing it. Okay. I just want you to know. But for my mom, for my family, it was just like money was just crazy. My parents got divorced when I was 13. And my mom was the single mom. There was no longer, she was the head of household. She was the one doing all the work. So I'm not knocking my mom. I'm just saying that, you know, it wasn't talked about. My mom always just talked about how if I want something, what do you think? Money grows on trees. Well, how does it feel to want? I mean, these were words that my mom used on a regular basis, right? So I would go, when I would go out and about, I walked everywhere, rode the bus because I didn't have a car, right? And so I'd pick up money change that I found on the ground and I'd use that money for something else. I'd go and walk everywhere. I'd do anything. But by the time I was a senior in high school and I was out of school by noon, I had a full-time job. I worked at the mall. I worked at Taco Express. It was a restaurant in the mall. And I worked for that full time. I got off work somewhere around between eight and nine after the mall closed during the holidays, much later. Then I would go home and I would do my homework. And then I would go back to school the next day and keep going. So like it wasn't talked about how to handle that money either. I had to learn, right? The other reason that money is hard for women to talk about is a lack of financial education, right? Growing up in school, I remember women as girls in high school, for me, you go take typewriter classes because you're going to be a toots, a secretary, an assistant. Okay. You weren't going to be the financial people. The financial classes had all the guys in it, right? There was no clear financial guidance for women. They rarely talked about personal finance, let alone business finance anywhere. And so it really just cut people off. We didn't learn that information and they still don't teach all that in schools. This gap leaves us feeling unequipped, uncertain, you know, not knowing anything. And look, in college, as part of my, you know, the business administration degree, ooh, let that roll off my tongue. I double majored in administration of justice and business management. And so my business management degree, you had to have accounting and quantitative math. I took those classes. I did what was necessary for those beginning pieces, but I never, ever would have chosen to have a math or a finance class unless it was part of the degree. Because, I mean, why would I, right? Back then, most accountants were the men. And the women, like I said, were the assistants. And I just want to point out, I'm not that old, okay? I'm still in my mid-50s, right? I'm not that old. Women between the ages of 40 and 70 have paved the way, okay? Paved the way to women being accepted in almost every job out there. We're still working on a few, like becoming president of the United States, of course, but we're making great strides in male-dominated industries. And that's only been the last, really, you know, 20 to 40 years. So part of the issue of this making stride thing is the fact that women and their beliefs around money and how money is not being talked about. So I'm just being real with you here. Another reason why women have such a hard time talking about money is fear of judgment. All right. How many of you like judgment? I don't. I don't like to be judged, but heck, it's happening all the time and at a faster rate than ever before. Women who speak about salary, investments, their financial ambitions. Look, they face criticism. They're labeled pushy, greedy, unfeminine, not ladylike. And then we wonder why we opt out or we opt for silence instead of taking the risk about talking about money because of all the judgment. There's just so much judgment on women in general. Are you raising your kids the right way? Are you not raising your kids the right way? Are you, you know, doing that correct? Are you not doing that correct? Are you look too feminine? You look not enough feminine, right? Like it's just like, all of that happens for us. And so today I'm going to give you some tips here in a few minutes on how we can get past that. Some other challenges is the workplace dynamics. In meetings and negotiations, it's easy to feel like outnumbered, overlooked, worried that money talk can backfire. Like what you say, you're going to get judged on or it's going to backfire on you. Look, I have opened my mouth and I have said wrong numbers. And I'm pretty good at numbers at this point, right? But I have said wrong numbers. And I just like, whoop, rewind. Hold on. That's not right. You know, I was calculating fast in my head, but that wasn't correct. So let me clear that up. Don't be afraid to correct yourself. Okay. But that's the problem is what happens is we'll say the wrong thing. We know we said the wrong thing, but we then cower down and we make ourselves small. Instead of saying, whoa, 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 hold on. I messed that up. Let me redo that. Hold on. Let me get my calculator out so I can give you an exact. I'm not afraid to do that. And you shouldn't be either. Have the confidence to work with your money. If you don't know about money, if you're not confident about money to speak about it, it makes it a lot harder too. And of course, there's biases out there that make it harder for women to speak confidently about finances, especially in corporate environments. I get it. The gender pay gap, okay, another challenge. Knowing that women on average earn less than men for the same work adds a whole nother layer of discomfort. It's tough to talk about money when the playing field isn't even. Right? I get it. Most men don't want to tell women what they make in their positions. Why? Because she's going to get pissed. Well, that means it's not fair. That means there's some guilt around it. But they'll shout it out amongst the men because it's like a badge of honor. Do you see the difference? Ladies, we've got to talk about it, especially talk about it to the women and talk about it to the men. Don't be afraid to start talking about it. It's not about bragging. It's not about being better. It's about this is just facts. So the more that we stay silent, right? The more that we don't talk about it, consequences happen. And those consequences far outreach more than what we want, ladies. How does that show up when we stay silent? How about in our salary negotiations when we're working for other companies? How about negotiations for our pricing when we're bidding for other companies in our businesses, when we're trying to negotiate a price for our services? If we don't talk about money, then it's less likely you're going to ask for the sale. It's less likely that you're going to negotiate for a better salary. It's less likely that you're going to ask for a raise. Less likely that you're going to ask a client to trust you, which means that we're all leaving money on the table. And how dare we? How dare we give it to somebody else when we have to fight so hard for it to begin with? Missed opportunities. When we're not talking about it, silence means we're missing those financial perks, right? We're missing the better deals. We're missing those, I don't know, investment chances that we could get. Because we just don't understand money and we're not willing to talk about it amongst friends and people don't give us these hints, tips, and ideas that could help move us forward. Simply because we didn't know anything about it or we were afraid to ask. Silence, confidence, right? It's a lack of confidence. Avoiding money conversation chips away at your confidence at a real raw level. Deep in your heart, that sense of empowerment that you keep dreaming about having is there because you're not willing to take the risk to talk about the one of the most important things that's going to move you forward in business, which is money. It makes us feel isolated, less than, ladies, we don't deserve that. We deserve a much better space. We deserve to talk about it. Feel like we know our worth and we're not afraid to spill the beans, right? We're not afraid to share it. Also, in networking, you go to networking and some people are talking about money and you're like, oh, this is above my head. I walk away. I don't talk to those people because they always talk above me. They're not talking above you. What they're doing is talking what they know. The more that you know, it becomes equal ground. Right? Money talk is powerful. It's a powerful networking tool. Without it, you lose out on leading others, right? You lose out sharing tips. You lose out of building strategies and alliances out networking because you're afraid to talk about the thing that makes business happen, money. We have got to make sure that we are making business happen. It really is just that simple. I know it doesn't feel that simple. And that's just because of lack of education. That's it. Just lack of education. So the last thing about keeping silent that I'm going to say is think of the entrepreneurial barriers, right? For women launching businesses, avoiding financial conversations, not willing to take loans, SBA loans, or even applying because you just don't know how to do it, right? It leads to conversations that underprice your value in your business, the poor funding strategies, like I said, and most importantly, slow growth. Are you slow at growing your business and you're frustrated because somebody else is getting the clients and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are more skilled and qualified to work with those people, but you weren't willing to talk money? And look, I get it. Okay. Rich people are. What do you hear? Rich people are selfish. Rich people are greedy. They're uncaring, manipulative, right? Arrogant, unethical, even calloused. I mean, like, seriously, did I get them all? Or do you think of another word? Now ask yourself, do you want to be called any of those names? Well, of course not. But that's part of what's keeping you from talking about money. When you listen to the statistics about what rich people are, when you about how just and, you know, calloused and caring and stuff, that stuff all the time, and you somehow, because if you did the thing about money the way that rich people talk about money, then you would be those things. No, Kimberly, I wouldn't. I'd be caring. I'd give out. But would you? Would people talk about you that way? For a fact that most rich people are very philanthropic. I know that most people who are rich have a lot of money that they're utilizing to be better, that they have such an education. Look, surveys show that about 60% of women feel uncomfortable discussing salary and with their colleagues or their managers. Societal pressures often teach us that money isn't ladylike, right? Which fuels that confidence gap and continues to perpetuate the myth that financial ambition is selfish. For real? But here's the truth. Talking openly about money strengthens your self-worth, your knowledge, and your impact. So my question to you is, are you ready to break those barriers? Are you ready to stop being silent about money? This is a new year, new time to step into something bold. So how can you break the silence? How can you start openly talking about money? Don't just go out there and go, whoo, here's my money talk and still not know anything about it. Okay. Because then you're going to go, oh, Kimberly was wrong. Yeah. But was I? Look, so what are some strategies? One, you get a financial buddy, right? Start small by talking money with trusted friends or mentors. Look, not your poor friends who hate rich people. Talk to people that are also business people that are working hard to make money to grow their business. These should be your trusted friends. Then you find a mentor, somebody who, you know, is willing to talk about money. You can ask questions to, and they're willing to share something. I mean, come on over to the Hive Hangout, throw in a question. I promise I'll answer. Okay. So, you know, get that kind of mentorship. Practice sharing salary goals, right? You don't have to tell everybody what you make, right? I can tell you that in my corporation for 2025, we increased our gross revenue by 1.58%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when it's six figures, multi-six figures, it's a lot. But you don't have to tell everybody how much that was, right? You just really have to focus on, for you, practice sharing your, what are your goals for this year? How much do you want to make this year? Like realistically. And if you can't see the whole big picture for the year, focus on a month, focus on a quarter for the next 6 months. What are your investment interests? What is it that you want to invest in? Do you have a retirement account, whether it's a 401k or an IRA? If you're a small business person and you don't have a 401k because you're not a corporation, your employer's not matching it, then max out your IRA every single year and talk about, hey, are you putting money in your IRA? Are you putting your, you know, investing money over here? What are your financial wins? You get a new client, you serve them for, you know, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever that is, a project, and then you brag about it. Hey, you know what? I was able to help this client with this, and you know, what that did was help me increase my income by X amount of percentage, right? Start talking about your financial wins. And look, start with the basics. I'm not saying, like I said, don't just jump in and start blabbing about money that you know nothing about. Educate yourself, right? Begin with learning about budgeting, right? Learn about savings. People laugh at me when I talk about savings accounts. You've all heard the envelope method. I said it to my daughter-in-law just this last weekend. I'm like, you know about the envelope method. She goes, yeah, my mom still does the envelope method. She puts money in envelopes every single month. And I'm like, that's awesome, right? I'm like, okay. But how can you do that without putting it in a physical envelope? I use multiple savings accounts. Those are my envelopes. I put the money in every single month of what I know in a rough estimate that my insurance is going to be when I renew, and my taxes are going to be when I have to pay my taxes. Like, do you have those kinds of envelopes? Are you talking about that? Are you creating a savings? Do you know your worth? Do you know all the time and energy that you've put into the cost, the education, the time, everything that you put into it to become the person that you are today that you're offering as a sales? Right? Like if you're a coach, for example, have you done all the things? How much money have you put into learning your coaching skills, your craft, right? How much money have you educated yourself on to be a good business person? You know, mentorships, masterminds, things like that. All of that adds up and creates value for you to have in your business. That's when you know your worth. I know that I am a, I don't know, $500 an hour coach. I don't charge $500 an hour, but I know that I am, right? Because I work with my clients, and sometimes I work with clients based on, you know, what's going on for them. We'll figure something out. I'm not afraid because I'm a business owner. I can make adjustments wherever I want, but I know my worth as a coach. I know that if you had debt that you wanted to get out of, that I can help you get out of debt. I know if you had systems and strategies in your business that are failing or not working or not even there, I know we can put some in and you will utilize them to make more money and to be more profitable in your business. I can guarantee that. I know it for a fact. I'm running a multi-million dollar business with, you know, 70 plus employees. I know that I can help you. The thing is that if you know what your value is and you're willing to step into that space, guess what? You know your worth. People see it on your face. But if you're afraid to talk about money and you're not doing it, guess what? They don't believe it. Right? Take online classes, do local classes, ask an accountant to teach you. I mean, come on. You got to recognize your money strengths. Money is just a tool. Okay. Don't put your self-worth, that's different. Okay. Your business worth is one thing. Your self-worth, never tie your self-worth to how much money you make. Your self-worth, for me, I look at my self-worth that God says I'm a precious child of His. I'm the daughter of a king. I am a princess. Well, I call myself the queen of accountability because my clients did, right? But, you know, I know my worth as a self-worth person. Different conversation, ladies. As your business worth, you have to know your worth, right? Money is just a tool. It takes what you're creative about. It takes what you have a drive for, what your passion is, right? It takes that leadership and then turns that into success. Right? Money is your tool to feeling more confident, to knowing your value and understanding how you can give more to this world. That's the tool that money is. I mean, think about it. Mother Teresa, okay? Some of you might not remember her. Do a little research, okay? She was a saint, although she's not sainted, but Mother Teresa, she was cash poor. She had no cash. She gave away every penny every time, right? But she was one of the most money-rich poor people that I had ever knew of, heard about, or saw in action. She flew in private jets. She had what she needed. She hung out with all the richest people. She understood money, and she spoke about money. She understood it. She understood how to use it as a tool. She understood how to use it as that tool to feed and serve people. She was humble. And she was one of the most recognized, compassionate people on earth. During her time, she knew and she spoke about money, and she wasn't afraid to ask. And she served more people in Calcutta. She served more people around the world because of her passion and her love and her compassion as a nun for the world. But she was no way poor. Cash poor, but money rich. You might not be looking to make as big of an impact as Mother Teresa, but your impact could be just as impactful as every person that she ever touched. When you can use money as your tool instead of looking at it as part of, I don't know, a taboo topic. I hope you hear, but I'm not trying to push you into knowing about money. I'm trying to show you compassionately in your heart why money is important in this world. It's not going away. It's the currency for everything in life, to buy the groceries, to live in the house that you live in, to get the car that you want, to run the business and have capitalism the way that it is, right? It's there. It's a tool that we use. If we don't have it, we don't eat. We don't have a roof over our head, right? The whole reason I'm in business is because I care about people. I don't want women to feel like they have to live off of a state. I was a single mom on welfare with my youngest son. I got married right out of high school to my high school sweetheart. We had a son at 18. At 19, we had a son. And at 20, he left. He didn't want responsibility. And I became a single mom with no money and no real skills. I had to go back to school to learn things. I went to college after the fact. I've been there. I've been to the bottom. It sucks. You'd be like appalled if you knew what my monthly income was. I got $529 a month from welfare. My rent was $495 for one bedroom apartment for me and my son. I had to pay the rest, you know, less than $40 for a phone bill, which was still attached to the wall, ladies. I get it. Right? My electricity and my bus pass because I didn't have a car. The only way that I am successful today is because I was willing to take the risk, learn about the things that I'm doing, and keep moving forward, even when I have a setback, even when it feels hard to talk about a topic. So my question is, are you ready to step into your power? So here's some actionable steps that you can use to step into your power and become a superpower or superhero in heels. Have your superpowers and become a superhero in heels. Grow your financial literacy. Right? Take advantage of online courses, the workshops, books on personal finance. I know money is boring. I don't understand money. Money is the root of all evil. It's not. The love of money is, right? Read the Bible straight. Look, knowledge is the first step to confidence. You want to get confident with your money? Then start learning about it. Seek mentorship. Connect with women who have nailed their financial goals. Ask questions, share experiences, and learn from their journeys. Build supportive networks. Right? Surround yourself with people who champion open, positive money talk. I have some amazing women in my life that I know I can talk to about money any day of the week. And they're excited to talk about it. Right? Practice negotiation. Role play salary discussions or contracts. Right? Talk with a friend and who's in similar kind of space as you and practice it. Role play it. Right? The more practice, right, the easier it gets, the more confident you become. You know, I saw a psychologist talking about, do you ever have conversations in your head of what you would have said, what you would say in a meeting if you got into a meeting with this person, or, you know, how you would negotiate something? The more that you practice in your head, that when it comes to happening in real life, you actually are much more prepared for the conversation. Practice it in your head. And then celebrate the wins. Acknowledge every step, big or small, okay? Share about it. Those small wins, when you talk about it, it creates financial empowerment. So share your successes. Inspire other people. Inspire other women to step up and talk about money too. Okay, so I've unpacked some barriers, some consequences, and some steps, you know, to becoming more bold, unapologetic money talkers, all right? Money isn't just numbers. It's about your self-worth. No, it's about your value, your business worth, right? It's about possibility. It's about power. It's about stepping into your full dreams and the full desires that you have. So superheroes, let's break that taboo once and for all. Your voice matters. Your financial goals matter. Together, we can rewrite the story and empower more women to take charge of their financial futures. So, ladies, get up. Get up and help the other ladies of the future by starting now and talking about money. Thank you so much for tuning into Superheroes in Heels. Look, if you love this episode, share it with a friend. If you know a friend who's struggling financially, share it with them. Join our community over in the Hive Hangout. Just go to KimberlyBorgans.com and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep shining, keep striving, and remember, your new superpower can be talking about money. Thanks for joining me today. Be blessed.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgans. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgans.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.